My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The clock is ticking towards training camp and the baseball trade deadline. The end of the month, follow it all. 92.3 The Fan and the Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use your savings calculator to find out online at T-Mobile.com/switch. Switch. Not Twitch. Switch. Anyway, Jason Lloyd in for Ken Carmody. We've got Zach Meisel at 8:40. He's going to tell us what actually can happen at the trade deadline versus what is delusion. I always sometimes think we need a dose of that. I think in all the sports, especially because we've had such aggressive management organizationally, hey, when you can go get Donovan Mitchell and Deshaun Watson, why can't you get anybody? And so I think fans feel like you can get anybody, but obviously you've got other teams that are chasing as well. So we'll keep you updated. Also, Chris Fedor at 9:20. Update on the poll.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Oh, Jason, the votes are coming in from all over the place, all the different precincts. And what's interesting to me when I asked the question, which really came from you, because you, in a very quotable way, you're very good at this, Jason, you were describing the second half against Baltimore for Deshaun Watson and his performance, and you compared it to?
Oxygen or Evan? Which one?
Well, Oxygen.
Oxygen. The fans have compared, the fans are clinging to Deshaun Watson's performance in the second half against Baltimore like the air in their lungs that they need to breathe and survive. It's all you ever hear is, yes, but look at him in the second half against Baltimore. Look at how well he played. Never mind the fact he didn't throw a ball over 5 yards. And, like, listen, there is a level.
Don't you dare say that.
Well, I'm sorry. It's true. But there is a level of toughness to the whole thing that is incredible that he played the game. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's totally incredible. And I don't want to take away anything from that. But we also have a year and a half worth of performances that go, who do you really have at quarterback these days? Who really is the quarterback?
But they'll cite the record. They'll cite his record last year.
P.J. Walker had a winning record.
Also beat the 49ers.
You want P.J. Walker back?
And he made a great throw down the stretch to help win that game.
So bring him back.
Might have been the throw of the year.
So bring him back then.
Obviously, we're having fun with this because I think a lot of us, for us, it's unknown. We're going to play some audio here in just a second because the more and more I go over this, I'll go over these poll results, the more and more I talk about Deshaun Watson, I look to see what are national people saying about Watson. And national people are very hard on Josh Allen at times, very hard on Lamar Jackson. Jason, they're not even hard on Deshaun Watson. They're not even talking about him. They're not even mentioning
him. He's irrelevant.
Which is crazy to think about that. If you would have told me that 2 years ago, that, oh, they're not even talking about him, I just wouldn't have believed it. Because obviously he was one of the most talked about quarterbacks for me. For the entire time he was in Houston.
If New Orleans had traded for Deshaun Watson and he played exactly as he's played in Cleveland, would you be talking about him?
We would be making fun of him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And 100%. We'd be saying, thank God we didn't get him.
Absolutely.
So that's obvious, right?
But now you just talk yourself into whatever it takes.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
Because this is a huge year coming up. And you've got guys like Myles Garrett at peak performance. You might have already squandered Nick Chubb at peak performance. I don't want to totally count him out, but If I told you he's not going to be peak Nick Chubb again, you know, you'd probably say, yeah, he just got a significant injury last year. You don't know how much left you got from Joel Bitonio, peak performance. How much Wyatt Teller, peak performance. I mean, that's really hard to think about. Conklin, you already probably passed his prime.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how beat up those two guys, Joel and Wyatt, were by the end of last year. I remember talking to them in the locker room after the Houston game. I don't know that had the Browns won that game, which obviously it got away from them early. Had they won, though, I don't know if either one of them could have played the following week. I mean, Joel had a high ankle sprain, a legitimate high ankle sprain in that Houston game, and still managed to finish out the game, which is incredible. And Wyatt was pretty beat up, too. Joel, I don't think there's any chance Joel could have played the following week. These guys are getting older, and injuries are a concern. Very much so.
Are they more talented this year than they were last year? We asked that last week. I think 65% of the fans said they still think this team is more talented going into the season than last year. I think that's tough with Nick Chubb and Watson coming off injuries.
I don't know how you can make that case. I'd be curious to...
Because they got Judy, because another draft class, JOK is getting better.
JOK had a terrific year last year. Defensive line certainly was better last year. I don't know how you could say that they're appreciably better. I don't know how you can say they're appreciably better this year than they were last year. I don't know how you can say that. I would buy the argument that they could be as good as they were last year, talent wise. I don't know how you can look at them and say they're appreciably better.
And we're talking about this year versus going into last year, where people were really excited about Elijah Moore. Are people really excited about Jerry Jeudy right now? I think that's pretty split.
Honestly, I think the extension makes them believe.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The fact that the Browns believe enough in him to not only trade for him, but extend him, knowing that it's probably going to infuriate Amari Cooper, and they're still going to take that chance and extend him, I think gives Browns fans reason to believe, well, if they believe in him to that extent, what do we really have here? Because if you look at his on-field play, it's been average at best, right? He hasn't been a star. He's been solid. He's not a star. But if the Browns believe in him to that extent, then that's going to get fans excited.
I just know the Browns believed in Elijah Moore last year.
But they didn't extend him.
Very true. We did have the poll up. What's closer to the real thing? Watson's second half versus Baltimore, Mobley's series versus Boston. Of course, we talked about Evan Mobley signing that new deal, which could be worth up to $269 million. We've got over 700 votes right now. 55.6% are saying Mobley's series versus Boston.
I would agree with that. That's what I would say if I voted.
Well, that's very exciting for the Cavs. I think that's very, very nerve-wracking, anxiety-inducing for the Browns.
I'm actually surprised that's the result. Although 55-45 is relatively close. I thought Watson would be winning 60-40, 75-25, 65-35, somewhere in there.
We certainly will keep you updated. Yesterday on Afternoon Drive, the show had on Rob Long. Now, Rob Long, a Baltimore Ravens media personality. Did he play for the Baltimore Ravens? He was on yesterday. Thought he had some interesting things. He was asked who the biggest threat to the Ravens. The Ravens were the one seed last year. Obviously, we know, again, they had playoff issues. They won one, lost one, right? So, Lamar Jackson did not look good. And Nick Wilson was trying to say...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Say, hey, we got you guys. Last time we saw you, we got you certainly in that second half. Our quarterback outplayed your quarterback. And now there are a lot of questions about Lamar Jackson again. Well, he asked Rob Long on the Afternoon Drive show who the biggest threat to the Ravens this year is.
There's no doubt about it, the Cincinnati Bengals, the healthy Joe Burrow, they're an outstanding team. You can tell me all the losses they have. That team goes as Joe Burrow goes. He's a franchise quarterback. And what do franchise quarterbacks do? Well, franchise quarterbacks can lose one of the best receivers in the league in Tariq Hill and still go to win two Super Bowls. That's what – now, he's the best of all the franchise quarterbacks, but Joe Burrow is right below that. Joe Burrow can lose some pieces and still win the division or put his team in the playoffs. That's why he is who he is. So – to me, a healthy Joe Burrow and a healthy Lamar Jackson, those are the two teams that are the cream of the crop of the AFC North by far.
Boy, when I heard that, I find it amazing. We don't even talk about Cincinnati. We talk about Baltimore. We talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers, and understandably so. Yet, it was Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals that when Burrow is healthy, they've gone to the AFC Championship game and they've gone to the Super Bowl.
Turn my mic on. How do you not talk about the Bengals?
Well, because we beat them. We seem to have little trouble beating them.
Continually beat the Bengals.
Are we 5-1 in the last six against them? So our fans...
And not counting week 18 last year.
Our fans are... They kind of have the assumption that, the Bengals. Every time we see them, we're not intimidated by them. We talk trash to them. There seems to be a rivalry developing between them with our players. Our players certainly don't like their players. And we've made Joe Burrow look pedestrian. I mean, that first game last year, I know the weather had something to do with it, and Burrow should not have been back on the football field yet. He looked embarrassing, like we dominated him.
Okay. And? Like, they're still the Bengals. They've had far more success than the Browns. So how do you not take them seriously?
I think it's because we think we'll handle them next year.
Okay, but just because the Browns may handle them doesn't mean the rest of the league is going to.
Like, it is an interesting matchup situation. Normally, that's more of an NBA thing than it is an NFL thing. But we do clearly match up well against the Bengals.
Yeah.
But yet, when Burrow's healthy, he beats almost everybody else. He's the one guy that actually can beat Patrick Mahomes or go toe-to-toe with him.
I agree with him. If you're Baltimore, who are you more scared of in this division, Cincinnati or Cleveland? Cincinnati.
Now, wouldn't you say the Browns have more talent than the Bengals?
Across the board?
You wouldn't?
That's how we're evaluating the teams this year.
At quarterback, the Bengals have a huge edge. At receiver, the Bengals have the edge. Running back, Browns have the edge, I think. But how are you... I mean, I know I'm going to get killed for this, but how are you so confident that the Browns are... markedly better talent-wise than the Bengals? What are you basing that on?
I think they look at Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, obviously Njoku, you want to call last year a breakout season. The fact that we do have Nick Chubb, I don't know what percentage of Nick Chubb he'll be this year.
Well, right now with the squat videos, he's at
1,000%. Right. He's right back to 1,000% based on the workout videos.
I don't know. I can
remember,
sit
they
here and...
lost DJ Reader.
I don't know that I can sit here and definitively say that the Bengals are... I mean, to me, if you look at anyone outside of Cleveland looking at the AFC North, first of all, I think the AFC North is the best division of football. No doubt about it. Any of those teams could win it, including Pittsburgh. Any of those teams could
Pittsburgh
win the division.
Pittsburgh can't win it.
Yeah, they could.
They cannot win this division.
I wouldn't pick them to. I certainly wouldn't pick them to. But I think Baltimore and Cincinnati are the top two, and Cleveland and the Steelers are 3-4. I mean, I totally have the Bengals above the Browns.
Well, the way you're talking then, it seems like anything's in play for the Browns. They could finish first. They could finish dead last.
Yeah. Why is that so outrageous? Look at the schedule. Look at the quarterbacks that they have to play.
Well, part of it is, I think now, if you're going to ask if Deshaun Watson could stay healthy, how are you not asking the same question about Joe Burrow?
Well,
especially considering the hits that he continues to take, their inability to protect him.
I mean, I was talking to... I was actually golfing last week with the orthopedic surgeon who's like, what are the Burrow thing? People don't think realize how serious this could be. So for sure that's a concern, yes.
Well, a few weeks ago, at the end of a show, I casually dropped that Joe Burrow could be the next Dan Marino. Now, Dan Marino's a great quarterback. He's considered an all-time great. What did Dan Marino do when he came into the NFL? He was successful immediately.
Super Bowl early.
Went to a Super Bowl right away.
Never again.
Never got back.
Yeah.
Could that be Joe Burrow?
It could be because of ownership in Cincinnati right? and not paying it. Like, yeah, for sure that could be him. But right now, as we I can't declare that as we sit here now. That could be the case. But right now, I'd still put the Bengals above the Browns.
All right. It's something to ponder.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.